the Drudge reports all this stuff about white lung syndrome. So-called because if you do an x-ray of somebody's lungs when they have pneumonia, the bacteria will show up as white. That's nothing new. It's always been that way. Every year we have flu and we have pneumonia and we have people who die from it. But now it's going to be weaponized against us. And so now you've got, this is coming out of the UK. A lot of papers coming out of the UK with this stuff. And of course, Drudge is pushing it very hard in the United States. Sounds very scary to talk about white lung syndrome. And this is what the Metro in UK says. Pneumonia cases in children are reaching epidemic levels in Denmark, in the Netherlands, in Sweden. White lung syndrome pneumonia, a bacterial infection that many antibiotics cannot fight. They say many. They don't say all. So are they going to then ban the ones that work like they did with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine and zinc and other things like that? Are they going to punish people who tell people about those things that can be very effective against a bacterial infection or pneumonia? Most likely they will, because that's what they did the first time through. That's what I said. It was not the fact that we had some unusual pneumonia. It's that we had unusual treatments for it. We made people put masks on, which only intensified it. We withheld the things that worked really well from them, and we put them on ventilators, which in and of itself will kill people, give them bacterial infections, give them white lung. The disease spreads through coughing, sneezing, talking, singing, and breathing. So stop all that. Right? Just same stuff we saw before. Is it perhaps the weakened immune systems of people who have been given jabs? Beijing is battling a similar disease. Face masks and social distancing have already been recommended across China as it spreads and overwhelms hospitals. Hospitals, I said this in 2019, December. I said the hospitals in China have always been overwhelmed. Just like the same hospitals that they're running these reports about in New York, they had run the same reports a couple of years earlier. And yet when people went by, they found that they were empty for some reason. World Health Organization has demanded fresh data from China just in time to try to push this new rule change and treaty stuff. The disease spreads through coughing and sneezing, just like every one of these things. But then what are the symptoms of this? Well, again, you know, temperature, you've got aches, you're tired, loss of appetite, the same stuff you'd have with any cold or flu or pneumonia, especially. Chest pain and things like that are what you would have with pneumonia. The problem that we have now is, what are the, now that the hospitals have become ruthless murderers for money, now what do we do? China's foreign minister said the situation is under control. He said, this is a very common phenomenon in many countries. And in China, this has now been put under effective control. It always happens in the fall. We have people get colds and flus and pneumonia. The clinic, Cleveland Clinic, revealed that cases of walking pneumonia tend to fluctuate, spiking every 3 to 7 years. Other experts have suggested that cases are more prevalent this year due to children having weakened immune systems after lockdowns from COVID-19. No, they probably got weakened immune system from jabs. And from the politicians, not from COVID-19, the Wall Street Journal. It's Peggy Noonan, but she was very busy panicking everybody a few years ago. Jeffrey Tucker says the answer to the question is, will they ever admit to being wrong? He said, of course, that is no. And he says, and I'm speaking in particular of the architects of the lockdowns and the mandates. And of course, of the people who were the architects of the vaccine, people like DARPA and the CIA, frankly. For decades, they engineered this stuff. So, of course, they're not going to say they were. They've been practicing the lockdowns, practicing the mandates, working on the mRNA stuff at DARPA and everything for decades. Of course, they're not going to say no. As a matter of fact, there was just a big hack, and we're going to cover this later. There was a big hack of DARPA and some of its military-industrial partners. And lo and behold, they're working on weaponizing mRNA in new ways, because that's what DARPA does. They work on weapons. And DARPA has been working, is working, will be working on mRNA for quite some time. But it was hacked, and stuff was stolen. So people are saying, oh, this is, they've got all this weapon stuff and everything they're going to use against us. Hey, newsflash, our government used this against us. You know, what are the other governments going to do? What is a hacker going to do? Anyway, before we get to that, Jeffrey Tucker says, so the run-of-the-mill, what about the run-of-the-mill pundits that were out there? Okay, we know these architects of this stuff, and he doesn't really, you know, he doesn't accuse DARPA and the CIA of being the real architects of this. Yeah, why doesn't CIA, why don't they come out and apologize for the coups and the wars and the assassinations and the mass murdering vaccines that they've created? You know, I'm waiting for them to apologize for that. God knows how to reserve some people for judgment, doesn't he? That's what the Bible says. And that's we understand it. So he said, but let's look at a different case. The run-of-the-mill pundit who got it wrong and just can't admit it. Well, you know, Scott Adams might fit into that category, but I think that Peggy Noonan is more of an insider. You know, remember Scott Adams, at the beginning of all this stuff, 2 weeks into it, he says, I'm really getting tired of these people pushing back against this stuff. It's getting harder and harder, said Scott Adams, to tell the freedom lovers from sociopaths. You just want to kill everybody, you freedom lovers. And I said, it's getting harder and harder to tell the pragmatists from totalitarians. And then after it was pretty clear and he could no longer deny it, he said, well, yeah, okay, you guys got lucky. You guessed and you picked the right side. No, we knew what was happening. You could see it just like I said. You could see it in the lies about efficacy. You could see it in the deaths immediately. You could see it if you had known anything or paid any attention to the history of the way they sold vaccines and flu shots. But, of course, I wouldn't expect him to know anything about that. This guy is a cartoonist. He's a cartoon character himself. He's a Dilbert himself. But I didn't expect him to know anything about the history. But how dare him try to influence people when he pays no attention to what's going on right now, and all this stuff. Anyway, he's one of those people who was wrong and he can't admit it. But he says, this comes to mind because of an effusive and even absurdist article by Peggy Noonan in the Wall Street Journal. It was about how and why Taylor Swift is the greatest thing that America has to offer, says Jeffrey Tucker. And he says, look, I've written, you know, just kind of fluff like this and with a bunch of hyperbole. I've done that kind of thing before when I was working in different places, he says. But Jeffrey Tucker says, the problem I have with this is when she says downtowns across the country that were uniquely battered by the pandemic and the riots and the demonstrations of 2020, which Trump did nothing about that either, are while Taylor Swift is there, these downtowns are brought to life with an influx of visitors and local and small businesses booming. Wherever she went, it was like the past 3 years didn't happen. Hey, Peggy, they happened because of people like you. You had a very important role to play in all of this. As I said before, on that Friday, on the day that Trump locked everything down, whether they had their propagandists like Peggy Noonan out there writing the speeches that he should have been making, I guess. But again, I addressed it on Monday. She wrote, don't panic, quote unquote, don't panic is rotten advice. That was a headline on her story on Friday the 13th, 2020. Don't panic is rotten advice. And I came back in on Monday and I began the show and I said, you remember, maybe you don't know, but here's what happened when Britain was facing an invasion from the Nazis. They were on the shore of France. You'd had the Dunkirk disaster and all the rest of the stuff. And it was imminent that they were going to do some kind of a disaster. So how did the British respond in the face of imminent death? Imminent death. They put up signs that said, keep calm and carry on. You still see t-shirts about that. And so I began by talking about that. I said, panic is not an appropriate response to anything. Panic was not the appropriate response to the entire German army being just right across the English Channel and the Air Force ramping up to start the Battle of Britain. Panic was not the appropriate response. And it's not the appropriate response when nobody has died yet and there's no pandemic. It's not the appropriate response. And I said, and furthermore, they had another sign that nobody bothers to put on a t-shirt. Maybe we should do it. Freedom is in peril. Defend it with all your might. So keep calm. Carry on. Freedom is in peril. Defend it with all your might. I spent the first half hour of the show talking about those things on that Monday because of Peggy Noonan. She was selling the panic. She was selling the panic. Panic Peggy was what she was doing. So at the height of the pandemic, more than 120,000 businesses were closed. But she does not mention that they were closed by force. Of course, Jeffrey Tucker doesn't mention they were closed by Trump, who financed the governors, bribed the governors with massive amounts of money, as David Stockman was talking about. $9 trillion we spent on this stuff between Trump and Biden. You know, we've gone into debt. Most of that was these COVID measures. Massively subsidized and bribed. He's responsible. The buck stops with him because the buck started with him. Anyway, more than 120,000 businesses temporarily closed. She says she doesn't mention they were closed by force. She continually refers to the, quote, shock of the pandemic, unquote, without mentioning that it was the shock of the pandemic response.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.